Hi everyone, this is Lynette Molina, and I am the host today of our Chicks Chat Radio Show. If you're not familiar with our Chicks Connect group, we'd love for you to hop on over to chicksconnect.com and see what an amazing organization we have for women, inspiring each other and encouraging each other. It's not your old school networking group. It's all about love, fun, and support, and I think you'd love it. So today, we have a really amazing guest. We have Janice Silva with us, and we had a little pre-radio talk, and I found out that she's from my hometown. She's from California as well, the Los Angeles area. She's now living in Oregon, and I think you guys are in for a treat today because she has such an inspiring story to share. She's all about dreaming big and all about her mindset and overcoming the challenges in life, and man, you guys know life is not easy. There's a lot of challenges that we all have, so we are so fortunate to hear from her. She has a big entrepreneur spirit, been an entrepreneur for over 30 years, so I think you're going to like what you hear today. So grab a pencil and a paper. You know, I'm old school. You can take notes on your iPad if you want, but, you know, there might be some nuggets here you want to take note of. If not, you can listen to our recording later. So, Janice, are you there?
I am. Nice to see you and hear you.
Yeah,
well,
nice
not
to
see you because we're not on video.
Exactly. Well, you know what? We might take it to video because that's what you're all about. So I love that. If you don't mind, if you could just share a little bit about yourself and your story with our guests. I think they would just love to hear it. And then follow up with that on what you're doing and what's so exciting about it. We would just love to hear it. So take it away.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity to share and inspire the other chicks out there. And it's great to meet you, too. I appreciate the time. I know it's valuable, as we both shared earlier. You know, time is so important, and it seems like I've lived a lot of lifetimes in the last few years, just with a lot of incredible things that have happened to us and our family, just like everybody out there. We had a lavender farm in 1998. We bought a 100-year-old farm in Central California, and we called it Green Acres Farm at first. Because I grew up in Beverly Hills, and I thought my food came from Gelson's, which is hilarious. And we got a little roadside stand, and we started doing chickens and just selling things and really fell in love with the lifestyle. And so we started to develop an idea that was something I had experienced in Europe and also down in Southern California in Los Olivos. We went to a lavender farm. And we just were so inspired. So we went back and transformed that farm into 14,000 lavender plants, and we opened our doors because people were pounding on them to come see, because lavender is so inspiring. And we became a really inspiring place for people to come every day. We were open 24/7, it seemed like. My whole family was involved, and we hosted hundreds of events. I mean, concerts, lavender festivals, art tours, tours from the local wineries. People would come on by after wine tasting and kind of fall out of the car and buy lots of lavender. It was really exciting. And it was fun. Every day was fun. I mean, seriously. You know what I mean? It was not a normal lifestyle, and I was very much in love with it. And pretty much related to being the lavender lady. It was my identity. And feel free to interrupt at any time, seriously, now, because I am feeling like I'm rambling, so do stop me if you want to ask anything.
No, not at all. I'm actually just going, you're speaking my language. I'm a yoga teacher, and I love lavender, and I am in the wine business, so when you're talking lavender and wineries, I'm like, I'm with you, so no, keep going.
Well, I'm just trying to paint a picture that you understand that it was really who I was, and I loved it. And in 2008, I actually won Business Person of the Year with our local chamber for bringing this industry to the area. We became the local tourist draw, and I was at the top of my game. And then, unbeknownst to me, after we just had gotten accepted to have a loan with the USDA to increase it and become more, you know, bigger scale, I really feel like God had a different plan for me, because on my husband's 60th birthday at 12 noon, I stepped in a hole on our first vacation in 3 years, and I broke my leg, just like shattered my life, and really went down, just down, like fell off the earth, 4 surgeries, 8 months in bed and in a wheelchair, turned that event center into a hospital, and became extremely depressed. And as I laid there in that bed in my event room, wondering what happened, I heard my voice saying over and over, I need a break. I need a break. I need a break. I am working too hard. I need a break. This is just too much. I need a break. And I got what I wanted, I guess, because I went down. And it was really weird because I went from the top of my game to the bottom of my game because nobody really wants to be around the person that's struggling. And they were also struggling now, and I have perspective because that's when the economy crashed. And so everybody was scrambling, and I couldn't scramble. I couldn't even move. And when you take the mom out of a mom and pop, it's very debilitating. And so we had to regroup, refresh, as you know, on the computer. And we ended up moving back down to Laguna Beach area because I got a little job in a spa, and I was working on a cane, and I was kind of working with the massage therapist and trying to get well again. And started getting back into marketing, which was my passion, and how really we developed that Lavender Farm into such a beautiful place. And I'm really into attraction marketing. And so I was introduced to this company, Talk Fusion, almost 6 years ago now. And everything changed because, one, it was an opportunity. I didn't want to sell any products anymore because I had just spent 15 years making what I thought were the best products in the world. And I was, you know, so devastated and depressed from losing my identity. You know, I thought that's who I was, and that's what I was going to do all my life, and that was my legacy for my family. And it just fell apart. We couldn't hold on to it and had to just declare bankruptcy and really start over. We pretty much were almost homeless. And that's when, you know, borrowing and just all the things that people get into trouble for really caught up with us, because the debt load back then, you know, was just everybody borrowed. And so I wanted to do it differently. And I saw an opportunity in network marketing. I've done it since I was 15. I started with Shackley, and I've done Amway, and I've done Young Living, and I've done, you know, many of them. I love them. I support so many of these people and my friends in these industries, in these companies now, because I saw an opportunity for me with Talk Fusion. It's a video marketing company that helps other people in other direct selling businesses or any kind of business. I mean, I have partners that are attorneys to yoga teachers to people who sell products, whatever. We just help you sell it with video. And for referring it, you can be part of a global network of users. And it really turned things around for us and just really got me back here to Oregon. And right, and this is the very good news. I'll end with this and just move into how I found Chicks. But we were able to come up to Bend, Oregon, and we found an acre of land, and we bought it, and we moved up with our entire family. After my accident, I realized my mom had Alzheimer's. And so we brought her up, and we brought her up here, and we've been living in Bend for the last 3 years, and that's where I found Chicks. And I went to the Redmond Chicks with Janice Debo. Just absolutely love that group of ladies, and love being in Bend. But we wanted to grow again and really have a farm. So we just recently bought 34 acres in Canyonville, Oregon, which is between Grants Pass and Roseburg. And we are farming. My whole family is here, and there's nothing on the property. It's raw dirt. We're in our RV. We bought an RV this last year, and we're full timers. And so I really relate to Julie, to Jules and her RV and the lifestyle.
I bet you do. Janet,
and you can use it in the road.
Exactly. You just bought the 34 acres, and my mind went to you coming full circle. I have goosebumps all the way down to my legs because I felt your passion about the Lavender Farm. I felt that you, when you used the words like legacy, you get me emotional. I felt like it was such a huge part of your life, and you left that behind because of crisis and challenge, but you overcame it. And we don't know each other, you guys listening. I had no idea you were going to go full circle. I am so congratulations on your new beginning with what you've just, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It's really, what's amazing though is it's scary. It's a little scary.
Right.
It's also fun. And it's funny. I know your listeners will relate. I have some people in my family that are saying, what are you doing? why are you doing this? Why are you bringing your adult children and starting a new project when at your age you should just be traveling and having fun? So I'm not sure, but I feel guided by wanting to come full circle, and so that's great you recognize that.
I do. It's like you have a vision, and I feel like if you're not living, you're dying. What do you mean? This is not, there's no better time than this time. This is the only time we have. Let's get real. We're all terminal. I don't care if you're 3 or 73. So heck no. There's no deadline on your dreams. You are so inspiring. That's going to motivate, and your story inspires other people. What to feel what they could be capable of. I mean, that's amazing right there.
I want to do. It's my day. Yeah. Every day I wake up and say, who can I inspire? And I have a lot of friends in a lot of different companies and chicks, and that's why I like chicks, because chicks are about supporting each other. And I haven't been able to be involved as much as I've wanted because we've been so busy launching adult careers for my children and all this stuff.
Right.
But my daughter's starting a nursery. I'm supporting my daughter to be entrepreneurial. I'm going to get her to join chicks. We're going to try to do some more online chick stuff. And because I do support people using video to be able to work remotely from wherever they are. And if they're already using Zoom or GoToMeeting or Skype or FaceTime, why not use something that's, you know, award-winning, it's new, it's fresh, and it will pay you to refer it. I love that. Love it.
Now, I've got to be honest with you. I'm like you, a network marketing veteran. I've been in several companies. I love the industry. I love the community of it. I love the personal development of it. I love the residual income of it, which I'm sure are all things that you love as well. And I got to be honest with you, I'm super excited. I have never heard of TalkFusion. So I'm definitely going to do my diligence and check it all out, because I truly believe, and I know it's true, that video marketing is not just the future, it's now. People are so much more responsive to it. Is that not accurate?
Oh, I'll tell you what, everything's going to video, and the company's 10 years old. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary, and most of my business has been overseas. The U.S. is just opening up now. The company is strong, rock solid, and the way your viewers can check it out is, one, go to my website, dreambigwithjan.com, dreambigwithjan.com, and that has links, and then, of course, talkfusion.com. And that is an awesome site for everything. And check it out. And then we can always meet up in my private custom video chat room. A lot of people don't realize that Skype's not very private. And this is no downloading. Your viewers and, you know, people that are joining you don't need to download stuff unless they're on a mobile. But if they're on their device, they just get a link. And it's WebRTC, which is really the future of video.
Awesome.
It's where everything's going, and so people can check it out all online, and then reach out to me, because I do like to inspire people. And I have to tell you, I was so down, and never ever in my wildest dreams, and that's why you got to dream wilder, because never in my wildest dreams would I have thought, one, that I'd be in Oregon, because I really thought Oregon was rainy and cold, and now I'm discovering how incredible Oregon is. But two, it's gorgeous. I never thought I would be doing I never thought I would be living on 34 acres again like that.
Well, I didn't expect that either. When you brought it up, I was like, this is amazing. This is a story of overcoming and, you know, going full circle. And I love that. And I got to tell you, I already shared this with you. I'm not high tech or low tech. I'm no tech. But you sharing it with such enthusiasm makes me feel like, okay, this is something cutting edge that I could learn, that I could get behind, that I could, you know, learn a new skill set. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think that is amazing. This is so great, because my Chicks Connect chapter in Arizona, that's what we've constantly been talking about, is Facebook Lives and video marketing. And instead of, you know, Facebook messaging people to chat, hopping in somewhere where you can see each other face to face, because although we're high technology now, we're still old-fashioned people, crave connection. They just hear each other.
Yes, and then don't leave out email marketing, because still, despite everything they say about Facebook and Twitter, email is 40 times more effective. It's still number one. We have lots of proof that shows that. So we add video to the email, and that's our first flagship product, is video email. And if your viewers or your listeners, if you want to try it free, I offer a free 30-day trial to anybody that wants to try it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We'll end it at that. But I will say, you're right about the email, and I truly believe this. What if tomorrow social media, something happened? What if there was no Facebook? If you don't have a list and you don't have email, your online businesses would basically come to a halt. Is that not right?
Oh, email is what people, they might give up Facebook. I mean, I've had my moments,
right?
But they won't
exactly.
give up email. And I know they're
right.
bored with email. That's why email has to change. But email is
right.
evolving, excuse me, and evolving. And
right.
with YouTube, when you send a YouTube video in your email, you're sending them off message, because when they go to YouTube, there's a million other things on the right there. So this isn't really to replace YouTube, but if you bring the video email that we have into your email, it's a proprietary platform, which means you open it and it's still in your custom template.
Mm-hmm.
It's still branding
oh,
you.
Oh, beautiful. That's a good point, because
yeah.
I go down the rabbit trail on the YouTube. You got that right.
You are right. We all do.
Janice, oh, I just knew it. This call, I knew this interview was going to be chock full of good, exciting information. So many nuggets. People are going to listen to it and going to have to repeat it and hear it twice. So thank you so much for hopping on here with me today. It was a pleasure for me personally to get to know you. So exciting. I love meeting new people, making new friends, and the Chicks Connect has just done that for me. So we appreciate you. Thank you for being here. I'll post it in our podcast, everyone. It'll be on our Chicks Chat Facebook page and in the group. So once again, if you're new to Chicks Chat Radio Show, we are part of our ChicksConnect.com. It's an organization that has tons of chapters of women who get together weekly, monthly, and inspire, encourage, support one another. And I've met some of my most amazing soul sisters and business besties in the Chicks Connect group. So we are so happy to welcome you if you decide to join our group. So thank you, everyone, for being here so much. And again, thank you, Janice. That was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynette.